Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brooke, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by co-host Dr. Christana and producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining trio will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.
Welcome back. As I'm sitting here on my iPhone 5.
Like everybody Googling, else.
Yes, like everybody else, Googling what we're going to talk about and then checking in on Foursquare. And then I have to update my Facebook status to say I'm in the studio. And then I have to check my Clash of Clans because my 13-year-old got me into this game and I have to check up on him.
On our smartphones.
And then I might as well do a quick Instagram while I'm there. Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
It's incredible technology.
Well, what's happened is in this little thing that fits in the palm of my hand, I now have my computer.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. I rarely get onto my laptop anymore. Usually it's just to make a document for the office.
Actually, I was reading the other day, there's more technology in the palm of your hand than there was in the Apollo 13.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was reading that on some tech site the other day. Think about that.
And, you know, it's really, for the most part, when you just think about that, it's amazing. It's revolutionary. And it's certainly made my life better. But like anything, it's had a downside. And, you know, we're not going to delve into the electromagnetic potential of what it can do to your body. But I do want to talk about the purely physical way it can affect us based on the way we hold it, the way we look at it, and the way we use it. Because as a chiropractor, Dr. Christana, you'll agree, there are problems that we're starting to see in the office that weren't there to the extent even 5 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's no longer a teenage gaming problem or even a teenage texting problem. It's an everybody problem because there's just as many business people, there's just as many people who stay at home who rely on their phone for making appointments, for surfing Facebook, for listening to podcasts, you name it.
Sure, does anyone have a landline anymore? I don't know.
The only reason I do is because of the children.
Right, right.
You know, I need to make sure because our cell phone service can get sketchy. Yeah, if it wasn't for making sure I could check on the children or they could call me, I don't imagine there'd be any need for it. It's true. So let's discuss body position. Okay, here's what we see. Someone sitting in a chair waiting to get adjusted and they have their phone in their hand. This is the worst case scenario, which unfortunately is pretty common. They take their pelvis and they tilt it down, so they slouch down. The shoulders roll forward. The arms are bent. The head is gazing down, so the head is tilted down. Elbows are maybe tucked into the side or up in the air, and we are in this position.
Forward position, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, and chiropractors actually have used the term, and I've even seen this medically, it's called forward head posture.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can just be literally tilting your chin down. But what I'm seeing even more is like a turtle effect where you kind of, if you slouch your shoulders and you just kind of jut your chin out and it makes the back of your head clamp down on your spine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has some pretty big repercussions.
And you see, you know, obviously all the kids in school have cell phones now, so... You know,
oh yeah, every age. I mean, I have people sitting in my chairs waiting to get adjusted who are in their 70s, 80s, 90s sitting on their cell phone. It's starting to span every demographic. Max was allowed to get a cell phone when he turned 12.
Yeah,
but it's just one of those, you know, little tiny flip phones.
Yeah. So middle school.
Yeah, and he's as a kid, he really only uses it. He keeps it near him so I can check on him because he'll
Which
stay
is cool.
home. Yeah, 13, he'll stay home alone. But the kids do have iPod touches.
Right.
And that's Similar so I can thing. FaceTime with them, I can text with them. But so yeah, Max will, you know, get up on a Saturday morning, boom, iPod's in his hand, he's playing a game. Yeah, it's
sure.
So always somewhat near him. So I think the physical manifestation that we're seeing is just pain that people don't even necessarily know is coming from that. Shoulders, neck, even low back, elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Elbow.
And hand pain. Elbow. I know this sounds ridiculous, but it's really annoying for people. A lot of thumb pain.
Yes.
Because you only use your thumb and the rest of your hand isn't active at all.
That's true.
So that muscle gets built up and it Yeah. So even, thumb pain, and that can interfere with a lot of things you want to do when you think how much you use your thumb. So
headaches, eye strain, definitely shoulder joint and top of shoulder aches, a lot of elbow. We're seeing a lot of elbow. And here, I am not even excluded from this. So I went through this phase where, and Dr. Chris is the one who helped me with this. I went through I don't even remember how it happened. I think I'm a big reader, and the book that I had been reading, I had finished it, and I just hadn't gone to get a new book. So I didn't have my book. And that's just a good habit that I have, is to read before bed. And so I find myself going through this habit now of sitting in bed at night, and like, that's my downtime, is I'll check base with my people. I'm surfing Facebook, looking at all the new updates. I'm doing my letterpress and Words with Friends games, where I'm touching base with some relatives throughout the country, and I play my games with them. And
it's just social media time.
I'm setting up on texting. Mm-hmm. I'm responding to emails. And I would say a good hour, maybe even an hour and a half in bed at night. So I'm either lying down or sitting up, but you hold the phone at eye level with the elbow out, and you know, the phone's light, but it's this sustained position,
right?
Mm-hmm. That creates a very slight strain, but when you do it for a long enough period of time, and then you do it repetitively enough, I was actually developing pain right in the front of my shoulder, fairly pinpoint, and to the point where it was affecting my work. And Dr. Chris and I were figuring it out, and it just so happened that I had gone a weekend where I just wasn't on my phone much. I was traveling, and all of a sudden it would feel better, and then I would go back to work thinking, oh, it's from adjusting. It took me, like 3 weeks to figure this out. And finally, I was in bed one night, and I went to hold my phone, and I felt the pain in my shoulder.
That's weird. You would never ever think, because it is light, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess even if you hold your arm out with nothing in it long enough, it's,
mm-hmm. exactly.
it's going to get and sore.
Well, you're not re-lubricating the joint. You right. can't if you're not moving it.
It's just exactly. stable, right? Yeah.
And since then, I've had a number of practice members come in and point to their shoulder, the exact same pain. And I said, do you tend to sit in a chair or sit in bed, say at night? And yes, stop doing that. Boom, the pain goes away.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah. And I didn't even, you know, have to go in for a full, you know, physical therapy and then a surgical consult and then explorative surgery. I mean, but that's where simple. It goes. You do it long enough over an long enough period of time, you damage fibers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there we go. It's what's happening. So what I'd like to talk about briefly before break is what this forward head posture can lead to, because this is serious stuff. This can literally alter the course of your life on a physical level. You know, the head weighs about 10 pounds. So I'm going to hand you a bowling ball, Mike. You're going to hold it right next to your body. You can do that for a while. If I said, here, Mike, hold it 3 inches away from you, you're going to fatigue a lot faster. The ball is going to feel a lot heavier. That's why when we lift, we automatically put things close to our bodies.
Right.
Because it decreases the load. If your head is forward, say even an inch, it can be an additional 30 pounds of abnormal leverage on your neck.
Ouch.
Your head weighs 10 pounds?
Average head.
That's wild.
I'm sure yours is more like 14.
Yeah, not a damn thing in it, though.
Rocks are heavy.
Oh. Toast.
So the other thing that happens is our head comes forward, and the way it affects our chest cavity, it actually will collapse the positioning of our lungs. So as our head comes forward and our shoulders roll forward, what we do is we literally decrease our lung capacity. We can decrease our lung capacity by as much as 30% with having our head forward.
That's all bad stuff.
This is a little trick that listeners can do too right now as you're sitting there. If you push your head forward and then take a deep breath in and feel how difficult it is to breathe, mm-hmm. and then sit up nice and tall and get your ears over your shoulders where they belong, and then take a deep breath in, you'll never question that again.
Huge difference. Mm-hmm. And it can actually lead to heart and blood problems as well. So the whole circulatory and breathing systems are off. And you do that for a long enough period of time, it will change your body chemistry, your body physiology. Sure. Even the large intestine can be affected from having your head forward. And here's an interesting thing. The upper neck is what straightens and sometimes can reverse direction when our head goes forward. It's technically the first through the fourth cervical vertebrae. That's where we release endorphins. And when that area is being strained, it can affect our level of pain. It can even affect our emotional state. So people will say after they're adjusted and their head is no longer as forward, they literally will feel more balanced. They will feel more calm. Mm-hmm. They will feel more even. They will have less pain. So we're actually putting ourselves in a state of chronic pain and inflammation when we have our head forward. And then here's just throwing in one other crazy thing. There was a study at Cornell and Johns Hopkins University that said when you have a forward head posture, it increases your chance of uterine prolapse.
Ew. What?
And who's going to think of that?
I don't want to describe what that is. You can Google it later.
Yeah, it probably can't happen to me, right?
No, you're all set.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Yeah.
But that's how far reaching our forward head postures. Now, of course, this can happen from studying, reading, cooking, dishes, you know, anything that we're doing with our head forward, driving. But when
I do.
Console, but yeah. Adding in very, very frequent cell phone usage is just another thing that's encouraging our heads to be forward. So what we're going to do is take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about some solutions. Okay, so I'm not going to just give up my phone. What can I do to make sure my health is not affected?
You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. That's a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
So I know all of this, and I'm still on my iPhone 5. I'm still on my iPhone 5 to some extent at night. But I'm more aware of my body position. So let's talk about what do we do? Because I guarantee our listeners aren't going to listen to the first half of the show and think, that's it, no more cell phone for me.
You'll suffer through the pain. Right. Their smartphone.
You'd fire me if I put my iPhone away. Like, because how would we communicate? I don't even know how we would talk to each other.
I don't think she'd fire you, would she?
I don't know. She'd be like, you haven't gotten back to me in days.
Let's not find out because I like you too much.
Emailed you.
Well, it's true. It does create an accessibility, which, again, there's a good and a bad with that, but that's a different show. But I get mad now if somebody doesn't have iMessage. I'm like, what? They don't have an iPhone? Yeah. I can't even have it. It's not blue. It's green. I don't have an iMessage. Oh, like, that's how silly it is. I agree. It's silly. Okay, so let's talk about the things that we can do. There's at least three. Okay, here's number one. It's the sustained strain that creates a problem. So we can do something a little bit here, a little bit there, but then change it up and do this. There's way less of a chance you'll create a problem as quick as if you do something sustained. So that example I gave of in bed for an hour, hour and a half, holding my phone right there created a problem.
So what are you saying? Change positions?
Yeah, take breaks. So, and this could be for any type of media at all, but literally like, instead of looking up close, look far away. Instead of slouching there, sit up straight, head back, shoulders back. Just get up and walk around for a second. Get the blood flow going. Don't always look to the right. Don't always look to the left. Just some type of variety that will allow your body to not have that strain. That's probably the biggest thing that I think would make a huge difference. And then the second thing, which is with that, is watch your position. So again, just kind of touch base with your body to stop and check in to say, okay, what position am I in? Stop and actually think about how your body feels. Do I feel a little strain right now? Do I feel off? Does my body feel like it just needs to switch positions or move? Or just take a look at what you're doing. Oh, whoa.
What about if you'd hold the phone like higher, like more at eye level? That would probably do it, right?
That's cool, better for the head, but again, it goes back to sustained strain in the shoulder and in the elbow, you know? So for example, if I'm in bed at night and I just want to quickly go through Facebook, I might lie on my stomach with a pillow under my chest or belly and prop myself up on my elbows and do that and kind of touch base. And, you know, 5-7 minutes later, I'm like, oh, okay, so then I'll sit up for a minute. So it's just changing positions, listening to your body, being aware, having that just mindset of, does my body feel good doing this? Sometimes you'll feel the heat of the phone and just want to switch hands or switch ears or just listen to what your body's doing. And then the last thing is be mindful if you're just creating a habit without thinking about it, meaning sometimes it's just the distraction. There's really even no purpose. It's just this mindless habit that we always maybe used to do at night on our laptops or our desktops, say with surfing the internet or with Facebook or some other social media.
But now it's in our hand all day.
But now because it's in our hand, yeah, we can do it at the stoplight. We can do it
in line at the grocery store.
I catch myself doing it too. And, you know, I try to be conscious of that.
Sometimes just letting ourselves do nothing,
yeah,
is okay. And it's funny because for this kind of ADD society we've created, we just gave ourselves a tool that we can always do something. We can always take our phone out. Wow, this light's going to be a little long. I can take my phone out. Wow, right. Like you said, there's just always an opportunity now to be doing something. And I really feel that we're going to get out of touch quickly with this comfortableness of doing nothing.
Yeah.
I had shown you that clip from that comedian that I love.
Yes.
When he was talking about that and just we're losing touch with the ability to just be quiet and sometimes feel lonely. Because his point was we're never lonely anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, oh, I'm connected on Facebook and I just posted a picture of my adorable dog and a bunch of people liked it. And I have five friends now. And when you just can kind of sit there and say, I'm alone right now, it's all going to be okay. And
that's right.
That's a normal process that human beings should go through. And we never have to do that anymore.
And we never have to lose an argument anymore either.
I know.
Let me
just Google like unfriend.
That. Yes. No.
I told
I can look
you.
That up.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, you were wrong.
Copy paste. That's my original
that's
idea.
Right.
I mean, I'll see
people. See what's happened to us?
LOL, OMG. So I'll leave. I mean, seriously, it goes as far as there's people who can't even get through a meal without being on their phone.
Oh, and I see it in restaurants all the time, and it's kind of weird.
Or have a conversation with you without checking their phone every time you're talking.
Yeah.
Hurts my feelings.
And I will say right now, I have done both of those things.
Oh, yeah. We all have.
And I even feel like a jerk as I'm doing it, and sometimes I still do it.
Yeah, we all have.
Because I heard the ding, and it means I got an email, and I wonder what it was.
And you can't resist. You have to look
at
it.
Like Priceline.com.
Oh, yeah, seriously. Right. Seriously.
Well, I'm lucky because I have a little guy that I often will go home, and my bad habit is I pull out my iPad because it's so much more fun to surf the web on that because it's bigger and I can check all my stuff. And the dog, if I'm doing it for too long, he'll get lonely, and he'll actually come over, and he knows to put his paw on the iPad. Because his paw will move the screen around or close it or something like that. And he knows that I have to put it down if he's in my way. So he'll do that to block me from doing it. I'm like, all right, I guess it's been too long. So I'm grateful.
That's what we need to do. Invent Kaiser. Like an app that like shocks you if you use your phone too much. No, as a chiropractor, it's not a bad idea, Jenny. We'll talk after the show.
My cat used to come and sit on my book as I was reading it.
Yeah.
If it got tired of me reading for too long.
I'm jealous of your book.
Okay, so we do this with food. You've heard me say, instead of like focus on all the bad stuff you have to take out, find a couple good things, like make a rule of I have to eat a salad every day, and then eventually it'll push out the other bad stuff. Okay, let's use that strategy with our recommendation for cell phone use. Make a goal of reading so much every day, or sitting down and having a conversation with your phone in a different room every day. Make a goal of getting up and doing a certain level of movement during a time frame that maybe you would only do media, maybe that first half hour of the day or the last half hour of the day. So maybe the first step is, okay, I'm going to go to the bookstore or I'm going to go online. I'm going to buy a book and I'm just going to commit to read a chapter every night. Or I'm going to commit that there's no more cell phones in the dining room or some type of situation where you can start to go back to the olden days.
Yeah.
And
The olden days. What was that last year?
Seriously. But just save your body a little bit of the strain. And, you know, in the process, you might save relationships a little bit of the strain as well. That's my idea, and I'm sticking to it. That means I have to be accountable to it.
What are you going to do, Jenny?
See, my phone is in my hand as we're talking.
Yeah.
See, so what's your first step?
My first step is I need to get a book. I still haven't gotten
a
book.
I'm off the hook today because my phone charger died, so my phone's dead.
There you go.
I'm done for
the day. Let your phone die. Burn your charger. That's right. You'll be good to go for a
I'm going through withdrawal already.
I've been reading like little bits of books I already had, like fun in educational books. I need to buy like a book I can just kind of get lost in. I haven't done that in a little
Chick-fil-A.
Bit. I need a nice, healthy, high-end Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read like those vampire books.
No, I don't want you to do that either.
No.
Okay.
No. So what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I was just thinking how fortunate we are that we have a job where we are moving all day. So, I don't even have to worry about that, those hours, but I tend to read things on my Kindle, so that doesn't help me at all. Oh, I can do the 30 minutes in the morning because my routine is I take the dog out in the morning and I sit there with my coffee and I look at Facebook while he's, you know, sniffing around, and I am going to not do that.
Not
instead, I'm going to bring a notebook and a pen out with me.
Great idea.
And sub-goal my day, which I actually enjoy more than reading negative things on Facebook.
I think that's a good one. I've actually been thinking about starting journaling again. Maybe I'll commit to journaling for 15 minutes before I go to sleep.
See, I'm distracted enough. I don't really need my phone. I don't look at my phone that
much. Well, your whole job is sitting in front of media, so you're probably sick of it when you're done.
When I go in the house, I don't even want to look at my phone.
Right.
You know, because I stare at these screens all day long.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I think as time goes on, these conversations will become more and more relevant and important. So you heard it here first.
Like you always do.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. Mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. This is a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.